This is the 22nd of July, 1976, and Garrett and I are with Grandma and Grandpa Peterson in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, about 3-4 years now, we've been trying to get Grandma Peterson to say a few words to us about her family. And I think she's in a talkative mood tonight. And we are getting this for Nyssa and
don't
Lee.
Don't look like that on me.
And we are getting it from Melanie also.
You give me the shake.
Yeah. Grandma, would you tell me again about that dog you had when you were a little girl? That poodle. Can you remember that poodle?
When I was a girl, yeah, had a poodle.
Yeah, you had a poodle. Tell us about that poodle.
What did he do?
Well, that was it. You used to tell me about things that that poodle could do. How was it you got him?
He could carry wood up to grandpa.
What?
He could help them move wood up to the church door.
Where did you get the poodle?
Tronten Niels, i Fonsbø.
Ja.
Det var så forrester. Det lever rent ned af det væk forrest.
Ja.
And he was supposed to go out. De called in from town. He should go out and kill the dog der ran out there. They had no home and people were scared to come and visit. Forrest. So he went then with his gun and over his shoulder and looked for that dog. And just the one that he come here, come the dog with his tail swinging forward and back, he was so happy. And he was too close, he couldn't kill him. So he took it with home. And he was too close, and it couldn't be done that time. But that dog seemed to be happy to see him. So he took it home and fed it. Then my folks, my mother and dad, they visited, and he wanted them to take a little home. So he took that dog with them home, had them in the train.
Now, and it was a poodle?
It was a poodle.
Was he black?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did they call him?
His eyes.
Yeah. What did they call him?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
But now, what were some of the things that poodle used to do?
Well, he lay in front of my mother's feet when she saw. And for them to take the arthritic out of
her. Yeah.
She had arthritis in her legs. So,
he kept her warm.
So he kept her warm. That's how she used the dog. But then one time, my brother, he went for a walk and I took the dog along and no leash. And I went with him. And then, down in the corner, they come around the corner and here come another dog. And it happened. And you have to wait so long for it. You know, they had, and then they had this, what do you call it?
He had more puppies.
More puppies. Yeah,
yes.
Then he was with the puppies and Vikas is schooling, yeah, for me.
Because your mother and dad didn't want the
puppies.
No, they
didn't want the puppies.
Yeah.
Then I can't remember how we got rid of it. We have to get rid of it. I guess we couldn't feed it. We didn't have enough food.
What was it with Jakob? You told me one time about Jakob and the dog. What would happen when Jakob came home?
Yeah, there was that time, and I was with him, for accident. Did you see it?
Yeah, but you once said something about the...
The dog's name was the same as the bakery's dog next door to us. Where was it now? Mm-hmm. And so he was just calling for to get the dog back, and then that girl came around the corner too,
mm-hmm.
And so he was calling the dog, and she thought he was calling.
And you got puppies. But wasn't there something about when Jakob was going to come home, the dog seemed to know it? Is that something else I'm getting mixed
up?
No,
I think there's something to come out, and I can't think of it.
But because I remember you saying to me that somehow or another that dog seemed to know when Jakob was coming or and would get all excited.
He was sold, yeah, I think there was something, and I don't
know. You know how I was talking about that. you can wood upstairs, the upstairs, you know.
Yeah.
And the doctor, he went along and he can't fix the wood.
My dad had bought some plants and some stuff from the neighbors that had taken the tree down. And then they saw the open pieces for the stove.
Isn't it working?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was your mother's name?
Anna Maria.
Jacobina Katrina.
And the last name?
Jacobson?
Jacobson.
Yeah.
And then her Pina, that was Müller. That was Jack got that name Müller. From my mother's mother, name.
Now, she was born out of wedlock, wasn't
yes.
she?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how old was she when her parents finally got married?
Oh, when they got married, I guess they had been about 20 years old.
Was she 20 years old when her parents got married?
Yeah. No, maybe not that much. Now, that's my own father-in-law.
They were both 20.
No, my dad was older.
Yeah, but your mother was 20.
Yeah.
Because you have told me the story about how when your grandparents got married, that your own mother was at the wedding.
She was 6 years old when they got married.
Yeah, I mean, and what happened at that wedding? What happened to her?
Yeah, they kept her up so that, you know. But then she did get sleepy, and they put her into sleep. So she wake up later on for the morning before that dancing was over. So she, when she wake up, she went in, and that was a long, long table. And then she drank what was left in the glasses, and she got so drunk. Yeah.
Now, who told you that story?
That my mother.
Your mother told you that story?
Yeah.
What was your father's name?
Jan Larsen Jonsen.
You never knew much about his people, or did you?
Oh yeah, we used to go out there on some vacation every year when there was school or something.
Now, when you say out there, what was out there?
Oh, there was out in the country. There were Jorlus or Agor, Betonerup. You used to work in Sommel out there.
Glansbjerg
and all around there. We walked from one place to another because when we got so big we could go ourselves, Kaya and I.
You walked from
one little town to another, but he had family. We had a lot of uncles and aunts and cousins. And we walked from one place and we stayed a couple of days, and then we went to another place, and then we went back. We went to Athens, and from Jorlus to Athens, we took we took the train to Athens, and then we come back again. On the road with us, and then just we keep on talking, forgot, and then we had to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got that, and we were scared, but we could hardly see there's no light in.
No.
And we jumped over stenter, the high bushes and stone.
It's like a stile, kind of.
And then here and there they have what you can sort of jump over. There is a mat so you can step up and then jump over into the outside. And we can find the places for those things. She had delayed us, so we didn't get there before we died. And there were so many sounds, so must have been, Kai and I, we were almost dead before we got there.
But you got there.
We got there, all right.
Yeah. Now, your grandfather lived with you.
Yeah, they always lived in an apartment. You never had a house.
They lived in Faubourg.
Yeah. For a while, then we were kept, they lived behind here. So that's that. They had the apartment there. And that's where my grandfather, he drove in here with the horses. And that's where he worked. And he And there was a big sawmill there. Yeah. And they had a lot of horses and wagons that they took the lumber out to, that they built out in the country.
Yeah.
And he drove out there, and he could sit asleep in the and the wagons
and the horses could
go, but they did the same roads all the time, you know. And there wasn't so many of them. And the horse could go, and he fell asleep. And he had a whole tin of
beer.
And the beer, you know, for the, you don't get drunk from that, isn't
it? It's a kind of a light beer.
The barrel.
Yeah.
He had a barrel like that.
And he sat on that?
For see, he sometimes stepped out at 4 or 5 in the morning and didn't come home before 9, 10 at night. And he got plenty of sleep, and he lived good. He had good food. He had good food with him.
What do you remember? You know, Alamo was dead before I... Was she alive when I was born? Was Alfa's wife alive when I was born? No, because he lived with Mormor then.
When you were born, Vigor and I, we lived with them, so we couldn't get no apartments.
That's right.
So we have to live with them. So we have them upstairs, and then for my mother to look after you and me, you know, when you were born, then he slept on the sofa to help the first days. And otherwise, my dad, he,
Grandfather.
First floor with this side of the bed, and I was out of sight, and you with me, and we could get done with the bed for you. And
We didn't call him Alpha, we called him Bestefar.
The Bestefar,
yeah.
What was his name?
That was Lars... Bestefar's name. Lars Peter Jacobsen? Lars?
They were Lars Jacobsen,
Her name, your bestemor's name was Greta. Margrethe. Yeah. What do you remember of her? Did she die fairly young?
No. She died before she was 7.
She died before she was 7. And there was Mormor, and then there was Uncle Niels, and Tante
Olds, and then there was Tante Greta in England.
Yeah. And then is it Tante Daddy then?
No, then the Nils, and then Margrethe, and then
Henriette,
yeah, and Jacob Bean, daddy, and then
was there any more?
No, Henriette was the youngest.
I thought she was the youngest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But your mother was older than her sisters and brothers.
Yeah, she was 6 years older.
Yeah.
She was brought up with her grandparents.
What did she ever say about that? Did she live? She just lived with her grandparents?
Yeah, she lived with her.
Do you know the name of the place where they lived?
No, I can't.
Now, Morfa, did he ever do anything besides sell fish?
Oh yeah, he had been in place where the grocery store, the big grocery store he had there, and the farmers he brought corn and stuff in, and my dad he melted for him. What do you call that? And he make a oil of
thing. Oh, put malt in it?
Yeah. They were about long like this here, and they were full of it. And he made sure in their heart there, and he turned it over every evening. We went up and saw him sometimes, and he turned that over. And then the next time, then he turned over to this side, and next night I turned over to this side. I have to keep on moving. And he was so he dripped, so he had to give it up because he lost weight. There wouldn't have been anything left in his life. Then my brother sometimes went over to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he done. And what else did he do? And anyway, the first in later years, he worked with that. In there, there was somebody here, that come in there, they had told the grocery man where he worked for, and he had his apartment there too. I had pictures out of that place, yeah. And they had made fun of a new owner that had come there, and they called him for Green Pearson.
That would be the laughing Peterson?
Yeah, he has such a grin on his face all the time, and he called him. So there was some there that have a good friend with him, and they told him, my dad, he called him Green Pearson. And it wasn't my dad, but he wouldn't do such a thing. You know?
No,
but he might have mentioned, you know, and yeah. All the others did it. And he got the blame for it, so he was thrown out. Oh. Right after Christmas, he didn't have anything.
Oh. Yeah, how did he get started with the fish?
But he should find something to do, and your car was going hold of a truck, and
a push cart was
on. Yeah, he had a push cart, and then he just went down to the harbor and got the fish every morning, and he walked miles and miles. Dad was with him when he comes,
And he had a dog, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a great big dog, and. He went from place to place, and then if there was wedding and a funeral or something like that, so all the whole family, all the people in town, they went to there, then he couldn't sell fish, there was nobody home. Then he could take it out back home.
And then you ate the fish?
We have to eat the fish.
And you still like fish, Mom?
Yeah, we eat fish morning, noon, and night, and we live with fish.
Yeah.
Fish, potatoes and pumpernickel.
Well, it must have been good food.
And my mother, she baked yule care and French bread.
Yeah, and then you had that and the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mom, you one time told me about when Jakob was born and how little he was.
Yeah, he was three and a half pounds.
But that's Danish pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And how small, what was it they put him in, you told me
he
about?
He put him in a cigarette.
A cigar?
A cigar box.
Yeah,
he could eat like that. There were Uncle Nils to come and visit him, and she was dressing him, so he took him and put him down. He could eat like that.
And now...
And she never had... the midwife, she said, she left me, you know. She was alone with that baby. And give him a sugar water for quite a while, to all he lived with. And he didn't have nail on his finger. And he only had some big ears. He always had big ears. And he looked so terrible. I would say that, awful say that. And my mother, she, now my dad come home from work. He didn't come home for 7 or 8 from the, he worked for a farmer. And when he come home and then, she was crying for the neighbor woman. They had been over and said, oh, Anna, he isn't going to live. He is going to die. And she want to keep him. So he got mad. We won't get them out.
Told the women to go home.
Yeah, leave her alone. First. He's supposed to live, he'll live. If he's supposed to die, he'll die.
Yeah. Then you had a brother, Magnus. Mm-hmm. How much younger is he than Uncle Jakob?
That I can't remember how much,
well,
two and a half years
yeah.
So.
And then you have a sister, Kaya?
Yeah, she was a young.
And she was my
daughter. There was a girl between Jakob and Magnus.
Yeah.
And one between Kaya and me.
So there were six
there
children?
There were six children.
Yeah.
They went in about half a year before they went for 4 months.
Do you know anything about why they died?
Yeah, a stomach upset, you know, diarrhea. They were out of the baby. Everybody had babies that died.
They died of diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you remember?
Is that gone?
Yeah, it sure is.
Is that your children?
Can you remember about confirmation?
Whose confirmation?
Yours.
I was the prettiest one. My mother, she could sew. Oh, she sewed so pretty. And my aunt in England, she sent. For she could make the dress herself. And they were embroidered. They were that big embroidered down here.
She's 18 inches or
something. And, oh, it was real heavy embroidery.
Yeah.
You know, the old fashioned one. And my mother, she sold, she sent the material. And I got that, and I got silk shoes, my high heel like that, that she sent.
With pointed toes, because I saw them one time.
I don't know if I lost them. They're funny. And then three nightgown, long nightgown. There wasn't any that had dress on me. You couldn't even buy it. They come from England. And
you said a nightgown. You mean slips?
No, that was a nightgown. And then we had underskirt.
Yeah.
There were three and eight of everything. But I never had so fancy. But they were my laces and my pink ribbon all around.
So you really were fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about Tanta Great in England. How did she come to send you this material? Why was she in England?
Well, she went to England when she was quite young. She wanted to go to England. And there was a family that was father visiting. They were visiting with some rich people. I can't even remember who they were. And so she was hired, went with them. And then she was supposed to take care of the children or the house. Mm-hmm. And then so when she came out there, then she came out to something else. Let me see. She came in the Adley, that is that.
Noble family.
Yeah. And there, no, she got sick there. She was operated for, like I had, you know. Then she couldn't have children.
Yeah,
and
a hysterectomy, really young. Yeah.
Yeah, and there were she worked for those rich people. She bought all the food. She should decide what they should eat.
And she was a housekeeper.
Yeah, and she hired and fired the maids and all that. And here she got sick. And then the doctor there, mm-hmm. she said, oh, she met her husband.
Yeah, he was the doctor. He
married her.
And he was quite wealthy then.
Oh, yeah, but they were early there. And we had pictures, and she wrote out. See, Tula there and then over there too.
Yeah, that was tended to Henrietta, they called
and
Tula.
And she didn't stay with them because she wanted to learn to speak English the right way. So she couldn't stay with her sister, for then they wouldn't, they'd talk too much English. They would be better if she were another family for them.
Yeah.
And they were people too. They were smart, these girls there.
Now, did Tanta Daddy, she went to England too for a while?
No, Daddy never been.
But you know, the funny thing is, when we visited with Henrietta, or Tanta mm-hmm. Tula, in 1968, she was proud of the fact she could still talk English.
Yeah.
She had learned it really good.
Yeah, when Tula came home for a visit, here was Larson, he was an Eastcomer up to
Yeah, that's a hardware man.
Yeah. And he was there, and he met, and then she didn't go back.
No, and that's who she married,
yeah.
And then she stayed in Denver. Mm-hmm. Now, Tanta Greta traveled a lot, didn't she, with her husband?
No,
how was it then that our Oliphant got so many pretty stamps? I thought that was when he traveled.
Not from as he traveled.
She just had the stamps?
I can't remember.
You know, Ed has all those pretty stamps.
I can't remember.
But he was in London?
There must just have been, she has sent letters home.
Yeah, but I understood they were on letters.
No.
Are you getting tired talking?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to think to get a rest.
Yeah.
I'm trying to two, three things.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I understand you were a naughty little girl once and were put in a pantry. Would you tell us about that again?
I don't know how to begin.
Well, what happened? It was your brother was being punished.
Yeah, he should be punished.
And you didn't want him to be punished?
No, I went wild every time he got punished. I couldn't stand anybody. Then I didn't mind getting wild with myself, and I couldn't stand seeing myself. And if I had been if I with a school party or you know something like that. I wish you would be here. If I had a good time, I wish so hard that you were there to see it too. And when I come home, I was excited and I talked about it or things like that. I felt for them and they couldn't say if I say something good, they didn't have the chance to say it.
Yeah.
I had a funny feeling there.
So he was getting punished and what
happened? Yeah, he had done something. So,
what did Mama do?
So said, well, she wanted to put him in that pen. Then I act up to her, you know, and I went wild, I guess. And so she put me in there.
And what did you do then?
I took my hand from one side of that shell in the tent. They were pretty big ones we had out there. They were there in Nana's house.
Uh-huh.
And I just took my hand there and she pushed it over for anything.
You put everything on the floor?
Yes.
Now, did you get extra punishment for that? Then?
I can't even remember that. I think everything got all you got.
Now, you have told me before.
It might not be quite earlier than that. That's what I remember.
You have told me before about the fact that, well, you've just said, you know, that your brothers meant a lot to you.
Oh,
but,
my answer.
But, you know, you've told me about the time that they didn't want you to walk with them. They were supposed to take you with them to town, and they objected and told you to walk behind them. Can you remember that?
No, I can't get hold of that.
Because they weren't supposed, because you said they said to your mother that they didn't want people to know that you were in the same family.
They were Maunus.
That was Maunus who did that?
Yeah. We couldn't say hi to him or go close to him on the street, but then people might think we were late. And he hated girls. Oh, he wanted nothing to do with Kayani. Not at all. Oh, no.
Now, you also had a goose when you were a little girl.
We had two goose and we slacked them when Vico and I got married.
You had two goose? Yes, but you had one as a little girl and you was your friend.
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No, that can't have been me. No, I can't remember that at all.
And you were lost and they found you because you were the little girl with the goose. You've forgotten that.
No, I haven't. That hasn't been me.
Wasn't that you? Could that have been Mama?
It could have better been Mama. We lived in town at that time. We had the goose there though when we got married and we slaughtered them.
You had two geese for the wedding party then?
Yeah. So all the men make long fences.
What was that for?
It took all the beds out of the bedroom?
Yeah, I always took the beds out and put them to the side or something, you know, and then put some benches stuff in.
And I remember that too, you know, that you used to bed.
Yeah, I used to do that, yeah, after you come over here. Oh, in Seward Street, I put up to one side and those chairs, you know, things that I stood there. And then Hansi made the big long benches. Oh, I had up over 30 people, you know, served in the bedroom on Seward Street.
Yeah. And
we did that whole, and for Christmas, we go from one house to another. Then when we had a couple, whatever we were going to have, then we pushed the furnace over to one side and then we danced till 2 or 3 o'clock.
What kind of music did you have?
Oh, my dad, he played harmonica.
You mean a mouth?
No.
No, a sweet spot?
Accordion.
Yeah.
Jacob, he brought, that was Fred, who visited Jacob and then they fell on the floor and broke. And Jacob always prayed, told him he was going to give him another one that he could make money, and he knew.
You told me about Jacob writing songs.
Yeah, he made songs. The people that came and he just explained what he wanted about what he wanted to have said and about the people or something like that. I come to Roskilde and Yeah, there must have been little Yule last night, the day before little Yule last.
And your aunt was sick.
And Venice come there. Oh, they wasn't necessary to have done it. Then I stayed there for a while anyway.
And they had two, they had one child or two children tender at that time?
Yeah, they have Irene.
But they didn't have Peter, no. She's much younger,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, 10 years.
But then Jakob did go to Copenhagen to work, didn't he? How was
well,
it?
Well, they were made after he had to go back and home, and I can't really.
But he never went to college, did he? But he did become a Fulmekti, which I don't know what it is in English.
Fulmekti, that is the one after he can sign for the Dhamma.
Fulmekti deputy sheriff.
Yeah,
it is? A deputy sheriff?
Yeah, in the office.
You know, when there was a lot of trouble.
He was with Dhamma.
He felt and his deputy sheriff.
What's his name now? He was in the office there with that Dhamma. Yeah, he only need a little bit there, he could have signed his name up by himself. Then he could sign for his boss there, for Dhamma. And they had a full to do anything in there. If he wasn't there, then yeah.
And Dhamma, I'm going to put on the word, Dhamma is a judge.
That's a judge, yeah.
Well, I knew he had not gone to college, so, but I knew he was something with the law.
Yeah, and he went to school as Royal School.
Yeah.
Not league.
No.
He went to Royal School, and he got there because my aunt England,
yeah.
The teacher wanted him to go ahead, and my dad he couldn't pay for it. So they were paying, and then there came the war. And then they couldn't send money to Denmark.
Yeah.
So then my dad got caught, then he had to pay. He couldn't hardly take him out, you know. And that's where we really got put back, you know, the rest of it, you know, because we should pay
he
for
He started
him.
To school with the help from the aunt in England.
Yeah, that was the
other. And then when the war, he couldn't get money, then Grandpa had to take care of it.
My dad, had to. From you kids, I get the grandpa to him.
Yeah.
He has to, my father have to pay for it, and they got them so far back, and he bought money or something. I was not that old, that I really know what was going on.
But Mom, that house on Svendborgvej, because when I was in Denmark, it didn't look as big as I had remembered it, but still it wasn't a little house. How did he get that house then, if things were so tough?
There were so many years after that, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
things got better for them.
Oh yeah, they got better for them too. Then he could make it, I don't know.
Because that was a nice house there on Svendborg.
Yeah, then he had a cookbook together. So
yeah, like a duplex.
He had the same inside wall.
Yeah.
When he built that house, the lay next to the high one, there was a bakery, and then there was the high one there, my dad, he bought that. And there were two right here, so you see, he get a little bit over from the from
so they earned real money on that extra apartment.
And then he built a little house next to where Christensen lived. Then, the man that had sold him the big house, he wouldn't wait for payment. So my dad had it was a little house. Dan Moore, he wouldn't wait for his money. And there was a little left. He could make it. And that house my brothers built, they make every block.
They made their own their brick?
They went out and late in the evening and Sundays, then that time they work on Saturday.
Yeah.
Mamas and Far Yarrow, they make every brick of that house. And that took to my first when they had to. He had bare hooves, you know, for brand of coal or all that, nylon hair. And they were so secure house. And they were brand new. And then you have to give it up. And so, I mean, then he said, then he go had a big one in there. Mm-hmm. And there he teased him out of everything that the Moore Academy. He said he lived right across the house there, right across from Farmer. He lived on the other side.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to make money off my dad.
Yeah. And Morpha was so sort of a nice guy. Yeah.
So that was what he lost again.
Yeah. But I know that the time that I remember, they lived in a nice house with nice furniture, and Mama mm-hmm. had nice dishes. And
oh, yes, her sister sent some us to her, you know. The Hamburg Isenkammer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it would be sort of like a hardware shop.
Yeah,
Because I remember different things that Mama had in the house mm-hmm. that were pretty things.
And Daddy and Tula, Tangreta and Tula, they sent clothes to us kids, you know, from England. And they dressed my mother, and she could sew all to the fit, you know.
Yeah.
And if they hadn't been there, we couldn't have been dressed. If we were over four, we'd be dressed extra special, you know, for doing different clothes for England.
Yeah.
And
how old were you when you got Dorka Greta, the big doll?
Oh, I must have been by 8 years old.
And there was a bubby
maybe
that went with it?
Maybe there was six.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was maybe.
Was that for Christmas it came?
Yeah. They were supposed to come to Christmas, and we had to go up. They were ever come. They were long after Christmas. They had to come. They had broken and great big train from Almas. Great big. Christian had it.
Was that the one that Christian had? Was the train?
And that was when we got that, and then there was big door.
Yeah.
And they came, and we have to open up outside. Then we live in the big house there.
Yeah.
In Prøvens Bay. And we couldn't get that box in. They have to take everything out ourselves to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes along after Christmas, so there was disappointment, you know, we just didn't have to.
Was there any doubt about what the doll was going to be named?
At that time?
Yeah.
They were meant to be called Greta right away.
You called it Dorka Greta
right
away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your mother sew clothes for that doll, or did it come with clothes? Or?
My mother sewed baby clothes for us. Men, then later on, Tula, she had spent money on getting fixed up one year for Christmas for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we had it together.
Yeah.
And Kara didn't care for it. Kara didn't care much because she said it was too heavy. I played the most with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had it when you were in, I had it fixed up once.
Yeah.
And I went in about little dresses.
Dresses
and I just have regular
shoes. Yeah. So, but she sits in my house now on my bed.
What are you going to do with it? Who's going to get it?
I don't know. Nissa loves that doll, and Melanie loves that doll.
Mm-hmm. And I
did. Yeah, and so I don't know. I guess we'll have to have a drawing and see who gets it. You know, it could be even Kim and Susan would have a little girl sometime.
Yeah.
But she's awful pretty
girl. The only one to get it, then the only way you could say that's the oldest, that's the first girl.
Yeah, that would be the.
There hasn't been any other boys.
No.
She's the first one.
Yeah.
First girl. That's what that dog got put away for so long.
Yeah.
That Peter had played last year.
Yeah.
And I had to pick some short, and then little short stocking and the little shoes.
Yeah.
They're there yet, and. And her hair fixed up, new rubbery, and
she's an awfully pretty doll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pretty hair.
Yeah. Now you got other clothing from England. Did you get anything else from England? You got the clothing, you got the toys.
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandpa, grandma, mother's family,
yeah.
Oh, they kept them, you know, they couldn't do anything. Min bedstemor, I think there were $300 she had. He put only the paper in her drawer when she had died. Then my grandpa found it. So she always taught my mother said that she should live long on him. And then she would have something put away.
And that had come from England, too.
Yeah, she sent every birthday and all. And she paid her rent. All the time, didn't they have to pay that?
That was for her mother and dad. Mm-hmm. But she came back to Denmark.
She visited when you was, just a tiny baby, half a year, I think it was. That was the last time she was home.
And she never...
She said she wasn't going to come back again. But she there, and she lives in big houses or something, and she felt that people didn't care for her because they thought she was smart, or maybe she was. And you see, she had lived so many years there, or lived with so much big heart. But then she come home, she had been home two times. Mm-hmm. And she had your big, whatever you call it. They had closed in, you bought that big and that hard. And the two times there they were home, they were even talking to us at the town, all the debauch, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, she had a closed right there. There's something you see them into that new thing, you know.
Yeah, I remember some of the clothes that were sent and then that Mama made over for
and
me.
They were hard for my grandparents, for they were just average men, and then there were too much. They were all uncomfortable for her, as much as it was for them in a way.
How did Mama get involved in sewing?
Oh, that was Grandpa. As I had her dad paid for it, you know, out in the country there. She learned it really with so she had girls under her, you know.
She learned to
teach.
She didn't even have parents, I remember.
No, so we have the dining table. Then she measured people and keep it on, write it down. And they said, we're going, then she had crit.
Yeah.
And then she measured right on the table. She threw it off. And then they had here 10 papers, she could see it through.
Yeah.
So then she cut right after that.
Would they bring in a picture of what they wanted?
Yeah, my mother, she has a journal.
Or a journal?
Yeah, she took every week or
and then she could make it up. You know, they had awful fancy clothes.
Oh, they had fancy clothes. I mean, he has a tight clothes. You know, my daughter, the old woman, said my grandmother, my mother's mother, said, you know, there was that much in between every hook all the way down here.
Yeah.
They were just like a corset. And they should fit so perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
My mother saw it in her course too. Man, that was something to sew at that time. They take a lot, and you have to try it when they, with the monster on them.
Yeah, with the pattern on it.
And then they have to try when they get a read, and then they get a sew.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to come back and try it on. Yeah. Really she had three or four.
Where did she get the material for the dresses?
Well, they went down to Levin's, to remember on the corner from Abbasegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that.
But now, would she go in with them and buy the material, or would they just bring the material?
Or somebody would bring it. She liked this to buy it, so if you ought to, you go with her or something. She would go with them. But she really could sew that.
Could you tell us about
that? But she got sick, they know, right? Then people, they come with some old clothes, you want to have a change, and you think this could be cheaper. And it takes so much longer. She's got cut it up and everything. It takes so much longer. She should even have more for it instead of less. And then they buy material. Oh, you can get that out of that. And you know, like that. Yeah. She got nerves at last. And then she had the scalded leg. They looked after for many years. They did heal out a little.
That was her legs got scalded. How old were you when that happened?
Oh, I would be like any man. They were long ago out in the country. There was nobody around. They lived far out by nothing. I mean, far had long way to work with the farmers.
Yeah. And see, what happened? Did she pull the water?
Well, they had a kettle and it slipped, I think it was. And then she got the water all over her legs.
And so it never healed?
It never come home. She had blood poison in her hands sometime too from out of the country. Daddy and Tula, they went out to see them, but I can't even remember the little town. But they went out to saw them, and they were surprised. I think they were in Yadavadon. And they come back to to that dad and said, you have to go out and learn. You have to go work and run a horse from what he worked and go out and get him. But he go hungry. The pharmacy gave him scum milk and went home and he had the babies and they just sit terribly there. So my best friend went out and got them and dad, I was 2 years old mm-hmm. and they came in and they come and got us to come into help, but then they didn't go out anymore. And my father think he should be a farmer. Mm-hmm. Then he didn't have enough money to get us started. Mm-hmm. So just,
but he
every
loved
time
they've
been out there, then they have to come back because they got hungry.
Yeah.
They couldn't live when the farmers killed them. They'll tell me their time as farmers were. He was a rich man. The workers, the family, they
Yeah. Well,
you come on.
Well, why don't we go ahead and quit a little bit again?
Yeah. Huh?